USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Waukesha, Wisconsin say a deadly Christmas parade rampage was not related to terrorism.
The suspect was taken into custody a short distance from the scene, and we are confident he acted alone.
Police Chief Daniel Thompson identifying the suspect under arrest as a lifelong criminal.
Daryl E. Brooks, male, 39 years of age, who is a resident of the city of Milwaukee. 5 counts of first degree intentional homicide with additional charges based on the investigation.
Brooks was out on jail after he was charged with purposely running over a woman with his vehicle. President Biden says Fed Chair Jerome Powell will stay in place for a second term. Biden making it official during a White House ceremony on Monday, praising the Fed for its role in a robust economic recovery. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.